Welcome everybody, Shiur number 1002. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rebaran Zisa, Lila Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe and Lerfu Shlema Leo Ben Dina Malkash Takav Rfu Shlema Psoich Shoy Chol Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our malacha of mavir, kindling a fire. So just to start to go through, we want to get into a little bit the Shabbos clocks, timers, these type of things. Before we do that, a few interesting shailas in reference to air conditions, which come up as we move towards the warmer months, the summer months coming up. Air conditions are in obviously great demand. Everybody is used to an air condition and so on. So it's just some interesting questions. Number one, let's say somebody's sitting in the house, shul, or wherever it might be, and the air conditioner is blowing on them, and it's a draft, or they're getting cold, or so on. So not a question of turning off the air conditioner, but all I want to do is just to move the vents. I'm not going to be changing anything. I just want to turn the vents the other way so they will not be blowing on me. It's not going to affect the electricity at all. Is one allowed to move the vents on the air conditioned so that it blows a different way? So the Sefer Shabbos Hilchas Shabbos that we've been talking about quite often lately, with many of the Pesachim from Rebelski, Zech Tzadik Levrach, other Pesachim, and so on, brings down the Mice on page 1, 2, 3. One may turn the vents of an air condition to go in the desired direction on Shabbos. The same thing would apply. He brings this from various different Pesachim, Ber Moshe, others, Revoice Ephraim. I'm not going to mention all of them right now, but the same thing would apply the other way, right? I'm very hot, and I want the air conditioner to blow on me, right? I'm very hot where I'm sitting. I would like the air conditioner to blow on me. The same thing, I want to move the vents that the cool air is going to blow on me. The same thing. So moving the vents is not a problem as long as you're not changing anything. In general, you're not, to blow on you or to blow off you, whatever the case is, and that would be fine. So brings down these various different poskim. By the way, the same thing with a fan. Somebody has a fan, let's say an oscillating type fan. Let's say the fan is not oscillating. If it's oscillating, that could be a problem because when it oscillates, it goes back and forth. It's turning back and forth. So to start moving that, it depending on the electricity. But let's say somebody just has a fan. And now again, I'm sitting in one place, it's blowing on me, and I want to just turn the fan the other way so that it blows the other way. So the same thing, that would be okay. In general, a fan is a klisha malachta le'iser, and machmas gufoy mekoyme, one would be allowed to move it. So, of course, over here is the place. I want it not to blow on me, and even gufoy, I want it to blow the other way. I would be allowed to, move the head of the fan. Of course, we're talking about in cases whereby by moving it, you're not going to turn it off and then on, make it higher, lower, all that's not allowed to be done, of course, but just to move it so that it blows in a different direction, or possibly if it's not blowing on you, it's very warm, very hot, and I want it to blow on me, so I turn the head towards me and nothing is changing, no electric current is changing, it's not going on and off, it's not getting higher or lower, just want to, it should blow on me or blow off me, so turning the head of the fan is okay. Now, I just want to make it clear, we're not really going through the halachas of muksa right now, and we're not going through the halachas of amir la'akam, what items is allowed to be told to a guy, even though we've mentioned quite a number of halachas in conjunction with what one is allowed to tell a guy, because in fact, just when it comes to electrical appliances, a lot of times, there's issues of asking a guy to do a certain thing in a certain way, so that's why, but otherwise, we're not getting into those halachas. We hope Bezrus Hashem, down the road to get into the halachas one day of Amir La'akam, and of course into Muksa, which are two giant separate categories in Shabbos on their own. Okay, the next question is, the question is like this. An air conditioner is on, for example, and it's chilly. It's not as cold as, it's not as warm as people thought, or possibly it's very warm and people need the air conditioner. Is one allowed to tell a guy to put on the air conditioner or turn off the air conditioner? So in general, as we've spoken about the air conditioner itself, there shouldn't be any lights usually, even if there are, but lemaisa, the air conditioner itself is a derabbanon. So telling a guy to do an action is a shvus, one shvus, and turning on or off the air conditioner is another shvus, another derabbanon. So you have what we have over here, shvus, the shvus. B'makom tzar, for example, we have the inyanim of the category, the fact to use a, the halacha, actually, not the fact, the halacha to use a goy in certain circumstances for, to do a drabanan is what we know as shvus de shvus, and it's allowed, again, one has to be careful how they do it, to ask or whatever the case is, to know for sure, but it has, it could be done in cases of mitzvah, tsar or hefsid. What exactly means hefsid, we're not going to get into that right now, but be it as it may, over here for sure we're dealing with a question of tsar, right? Somebody's very hot, somebody's very cold, and I want to tell the guy to turn it on, turn it off. There's another inyan also in halacha, in Shabbos, which we didn't talk about. We'll talk about lechayr when we get to Amir la'akam, but when it's cold, people have a din of a chayla, so certain things could be done. But we'll get to that when we cross that road, as we say. But lamaisa, I want to tell the guy, first of all, that's cold, and I want to tell the guy to turn off the air condition. Am I allowed to tell him? So lamaisa, bottom line is, brings down the safer Hilchas Shabbos that one would be allowed to tell the guy. And for the simple reason, like we saw, it's b'makom sar, a person's cold, a kol chayla meitzel tzina, number one, a person's cold, and makom sar, so you're allowed to tell the guy shvus to shvus, but makom sar. So just to read real quickly on, he brings it down on page 123, actually. Interesting, 123. But he says, one who is too cold may ask a non-Jew a guy to turn off the air conditioner. He brings it from the Egris Moshe, but from Nishma Shabbos, from Rav Tovi Goldstein, others related by Rabbi Yisrael Dov Webster, Shlita, and others. Okay, so the kids are mice, be it as it may, it's pretty much a straight-up halacha to tell a guy to turn off the air conditioner when people are cold is no problem. How about to tell the people, tell a guy to turn on the air conditioner when people are hot? So the question is like this. Cold, we could actually understand, hakol chol meitzel tzina, but how do we deal with the heat? So, he brings down again, does he say for Hilchas Shabbos, from Ber Moshe and others, that Lemaisa, that since many people today are accustomed to air conditioning, years ago it was a little bit different. You know, my father Shalom used to tell me if people didn't have air conditioning, and if they needed, they slept. I know some people used to sleep here. My father mentioned that time even on the fire escape if they had to, if it was very hot. I remember even Rabelski, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say that the first time they actually came out with an air conditioner, and no, if he remembered, or by his father, I don't remember exactly the story, but Lemaisa, everybody, it was in a shul, and apparently, and everybody packed it. The first time, I'm sorry, that a shul actually had an air conditioner, everybody packed into the shul, and Rebelski said that it was so hot in the shul from all the people, you know, it was an air conditioner, the old-time air conditioners didn't work too well, and it was actually hotter inside than outside, so it didn't really do too much, but the bottom line is, years ago, people weren't too used to air conditioning, but nowadays, without air conditioning, it's a hot day, it becomes problematic for many people. So that's how he brings it down, Lemaisa. Since many people today are accustomed to air conditioning, one who is very hot on Shabbos may ask a non-Jew to turn on the air conditioning. This is because doing so involves two rabbinic actions, like we said, it's two derabbanans, it's Amira Lenachri, and turning on the electricity. So again, we have Shvus, Dishvus, Makam Tsar, somebody's in the case of a Tsar, which one is, especially today. So there are various different Paiskim who do matter it. So brings down again the Sefer Hilchas Shabbos. Okay, so the bottom line is, let's just recap real quickly what we have today. We went through quite a few things. Turning the vents on the air condition is fine as long as it doesn't affect the electricity. Turning a fan, if one has to, the head of a fan, as long as it doesn't affect it in any way, as far as on, off, or going, you know, quicker, slower, and so on. That is also fine. If one has to tell a guy to put on an air condition, to turn off an air condition where it's too cold, that's also okay. We said also, even telling a guy to put on an air condition whereby it's very hot, and that would also be fine. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha, kol tov.